Glory to God. Thank you for, again, every one of you that has come on the line tonight. And some of them, many of you, I can see your names, and so I thank you. I really appreciate you taking out time out of your busy schedule and coming on this Dream Team prayer line, because I know it is going to be a blessing. Amen, because it was a blessing to me as I begin to study His Word. And tonight we're going to be looking at Psalm 103, verses 1 through 3. Very, very familiar passages of Scripture. Psalm 103, verses 1 to 3. All right, and it reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." That's David talking. And he's saying, verse 2, "Bless the Lord." He's telling again. He's telling his soul again. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Why? Because He forgives all of thine iniquities, and He heals all thy diseases. My God, bless the Lord. That's what David's proclaiming here. He's telling his soul, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." In other words, everything that I have, all my strength, all my mind, all that I have, I'm going to bless the Lord. See, David expresses praise to God for all of his spiritual blessings as well as all of his physical blessings. That's what you and I need to do every single day. God, I thank you. Thank you for salvation. Thank you, Lord, that you saved me. Thank you, Lord, that you take me from point A to point B. Thank you, Lord, all my needs are met. Hallelujah. According to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Bless the Lord, or praise the Lord. David says another way. He says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together." You see, praise is when you talk about God and you talk about His mighty works. You shout and celebrate the victories in your life that you know that nobody else brought it about, nobody but God. Say amen to that. Praising, you telling someone, you don't keep it hidden. You shout it out, celebrate. God, I bless you and I thank you for all that you have done. See, God wants you and I to willingly give Him praise. Oh, yeah, not that someone has to make you praise, but willingly give God praise. Because, see, it doesn't take much when you think about the goodness of the Lord and all that He is to you and all that He has done for you. My God, no wonder David says, "Bless the Lord, oh, my soul." Hallelujah. Willingly I'm praising you. Willingly I'm blessing you. Hallelujah. And then, when you learn how to spend this time with God, praising Him, you send up those heartfelt praises and the true celebration of God, then guess what happens? When the praises go up, I'm talking about real praises, real sacrifice of praises go up, guess what? God comes down and he comes and receives those praises. When the praises go up, the blessings certainly come down. Sometimes, yes, it is truly, really an effort to give God the real sacrifice of praise, but He deserves it. Why? Because He is just that good. He's good all the time. He's faithful all the time. Even when you and I said, "Well, no, I don't feel like praising God today. I don't think I feel like coming to church today." But let me tell you, He deserves the praise because He's yet faithful. We are yet breathing. Remember that when God made man, He laid there just like a hunk of clay. But it took God breathing into the nostrils of man. And the Word says, then man became a living soul. So you and I, we need to praise Him. We got to give God the praise or bless the Lord. Bless Him, because praise is due His name. Praise is for God's pleasure. It's not for us, but it's for His pleasure. You and I, we were made to give God praise, glory, and honor. Revelation 4:11 says it like this, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure, yes, they are and were created. That includes us. We were created to bless the Lord. We were created to give God the praise. We were created to give him sacrifice of praise, because even as we praise him, you hear some people say, oh, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't praise him enough. But listen, praise God with the tongue that you have. Praise God, because we never get done praising him. My God, every breath that we take, that's the breath of the Lord. So therefore, it warrants another praise. I'm still in the land of the living. I'm still able to think and comprehend. I'm still able to do these things. That's why David is saying, bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. See, when we praise God from our innermost being, we wake up heaven. And when we send up the powerful praise, my God, you know that God inhabits those praises of his people. Psalms 92:1 says, listen, it's a good thing. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, yes. And to sing praises unto his name. Oh, most high, there is no one higher than God. No one else deserves the praise like our God. Hallelujah. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. He's all-knowing, all-powerful. And then the scripture goes on to say, to show forth or declare, that's what you and I declare, talk about his loving kindness in the morning time. Hallelujah. And then we can talk about his goodness and his faithfulness every single night. And that's what we're doing here on this prayer line tonight, talking about the goodness of the Lord. We're blessing the name of the Lord. Say amen to that. Go back to this scripture again. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let's talk about the soul. The soul is the seat of your memory, and it's your feelings, and it's your imagination. Your soul is your convictions and your desires and your affections. Talking about the soul. The soul is the seat of your very personality, your will, man's will, your intellect, and your emotion all reside in the soul. That's David said. So bless the Lord with all that you know, and all that you, how good he's been, even your memory, even the conviction, that the fact that that the Holy Spirit can convict you, you're still blessed. That's reason to give God to praise. Hallelujah. All of your intellect, you're able to reason and able to think. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. What else is within you? You understand that man is made of body, soul, and spirit. We understand that God is a spirit, and they that worship him, God said, we must worship him in spirit and in truth. You see, your spirit or your heart is the part with which man communicates with the spiritual realm, with God. That's why David said, and bless the Lord, O my soul, all and all that's within me, my soul, my heart, my God, with my body, I'm praising God. But, you know, getting back to that heart, the scripture says, see, the heart is man's innermost being. The Bible describes man's heart as being deceitful and desperately wicked. My God. Man cannot even trust his own heart. That's why we've got to be redeemed. That's why we have to have the blood of Jesus applied to our life. Hallelujah. My God. See, man normally looks at the outward appearance, but God sees the heart. A man's outward appearance, he appears to be good. He appears to look good. There are people that come to church and they raise their hands, they're praising God just like you, but see, God sees directly to that heart. And that's why when we worship him, he says, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Yes. Only a person with a redeemed heart can live in proper fellowship with God. Hallelujah. If your heart hasn't been redeemed, if the blood of the Lamb hasn't been applied to your heart, there's no way we can please Him. Because, see, without faith, we can't please God. Hallelujah. But if your heart's been redeemed, if your heart's been sprinkled with the blood of Jesus Christ, my Lord, that you're in that proper fellowship with Him, that the fellowship that allows you and I to come boldly before the throne of grace. Hallelujah. And find the mercy for whatever it is that we need or whatever it is that is ailing us. Hallelujah. My God, bless the Lord. He says, oh, my soul, everything that's within me. And then don't forget, the body carries or is the vehicle for the soul and the spirit. See, the body is the part with which man communicates the physical realm. Hallelujah. You know, the scripture tells us how David praised God. He praised Him so much. He praised Him right out of his clothes, praising God, giving God the praise, glory. Hallelujah. The scripture tells us, lift up holy hands, and give God praise. In 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20, it says, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have, whatever it is we have there, that's of God. And we are not our own, for we are bought with a price, and that's a precious price. Therefore, it's saying, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. It belongs to Him. Hallelujah. Let me read that again. It said, look, don't you understand that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? The body is not for the enemy. The body is not for the devil. The body is not to be used for the enemy, but it's to be used to give God the praise. He said, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Therefore, that's why David said, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all, everything that is within me, body, soul, and spirit. He said, look, you're the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. When we accept Jesus Christ, and you know, and when the Lord comes into our heart, he comes into the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They come to take up residence and abide in us. Hallelujah. That's why He's saying, if your word abide in me and you abide in that word, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done. And then it goes, the scripture says, listen, you are not your own. We don't belong. We are not our own. We are made, or as a scripture I just read, we are created to give God the praise, to bless the Lord, oh, my soul. For we are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which belong to God. The soul is the middle of the is in the middle of the spirit and the body. Praise God. And then the other part of the scripture said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Glory to God. In other words, praise God. Praise God for all that He has given you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then it goes on to say, you know, first of all, He forgives all our iniquities. Mm-hmm. God forgives all our sins. That's one of the first things that brings us in unity and fellowship and communion. Hallelujah. With the Lord. See, because of the blood of Jesus, God removes the barrier that separates people from Himself by canceling out the debt of sin, or in other words, all of our iniquities, so that anyone can enjoy a loving relationship with God. Hallelujah. In other words, God's grace and His love removes a person's sin as a result of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Again, bless the Lord, O my soul. David says it twice. And forget not all His benefits. What did He do? He forgave us for our sins. He lifted our feet out of the miry clay. Hallelujah. He planted us on a solid foundation. He planted us on Jesus Christ, that solid rock. Hallelujah. He lifted us out from that dark place. We are no longer bound, but we are free. He says, he that the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, my soul, don't forget all that he has done. Don't forget that he is a deliverer. Don't forget that anybody in Christ, if any man be in Christ, now we are a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, look, all things are now brand new. Don't forget the benefits. Don't forget how he has saved you. Don't forget how he has now written your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. We don't have to worry about all the things that are coming on this world. My God, and some things are just heartbreaking. My Lord, when you think about it, just look at that. The news every day we hear about that terrible earthquake in Turkey. My God, I mean, it's so many thousands upon thousands of people that were just gone. You're here one moment and you're gone the next moment. We better praise God. I am saying to you all and to myself tonight, you better praise God. You better give him the praise while you can. You better send up the praise, hallelujah, while you're yet in your right mind, while you have activities of your limb. David says, while I have any being, I am going to praise God. I am going to lift him up because he deserves the praises. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Just think about the grace of God that has been given to us. It's by grace you and I have been saved through faith. And that not of ourselves. We can't boast. We can't take credit for it. But it is the gift of God and not of works, lest anyone should boast. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Don't forget all those benefits. Don't forget what he has done. He has saved us. He has saved us from a burning hell. He has delivered us. Hallelujah. When you know where you're going, when either if God calls us home tonight, do you know that you have peace with God? You know that God is in your life. You know beyond a shadow of any doubt that God has saved you. Hallelujah. That to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, we don't know so many things happening in every single day, but we do know in whom we believe. We do know that God is a protector. We do know that God is a deliverer. We do know that he is a preserver. He keeps us each and every single day. Even tonight, as you and I will lay in our beds and we slumber and we sleep, we don't know if you've been in this world, just where, but it's the angels of the Lord that he has already given charge over us and keeping us. Hallelujah. That we wake up in the morning at the appointed time. Hallelujah. God is good. That's why we have to praise him. That's why we have to bless him. Bless God, all your soul, all everything that you have, everything, your strength, your mind, your spirit, your heart, everything, and let it be real. God wants true praise. He wants realness. Hallelujah. My God, guess what? We're not fooling anybody. Hallelujah. The Lord tells us, don't be deceived, because God is not mocked. As a man soweth, so shall he reap. Say amen to that. Glory to God. I know I'm preaching good tonight, but the Lord has kept us, and he keeps us each and every day. He says to know the truth, and the truth is what's going to make us free. And we're ministering tonight on this Dream Team prayer line, the truth, the word of God. Hallelujah. For it's by grace we are saved through faith, not of ourselves, but it is the gift of God, not of works. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But no one can boast. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it's not by works, it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. And the last part of those benefits here that it talks about, in those first three verses, it says, what else did he do? He heals all our diseases. Jesus, he's done two things for us. with his sacrifice. He has carried all our sicknesses and diseases in his body. He has nailed them to the cross, hallelujah, so that you and I can be healthy. And we already know that we are healed by his stripes. That's what we're standing on, hallelujah. So you might say, well, Lord, I'm still sick. I still got pain. But that's okay. We still know that by his stripes, we're already healed. We were healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my Lord, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for healing it. Because with his blood that he shed on the cross, he washed us clean, all of all sinful guilt. And he's removed that guilt. He's removed our sin from us. As far as the east is from the west, he has removed that. Glory to God. So that we can glorify the Lord and worship him in spirit and in truth. So again, when you listen to this word, you read that word again, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and everything, all that's within me. God put it there. Give him the praise. Glorify him. Bless his holy name. God is a holy God. He is a God that doesn't make any mistakes. He is the God that knows the end from the very beginning. He is Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Hallelujah. The beginning and the ending. Hallelujah. He is our hope. Christ in you and I is the hope of glory. So therefore, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within you, bless his holy name. Praise God. That's the word for tonight. And that's the word for tomorrow. And that's the word for the next day and the next year and all the years to come. Bless the Lord, all your soul. You can make this personal. I can say this. Bless the Lord, Cynthia, everything that you have. Bless the Lord with all of your mind, your spirit, you know, even your body. Praise God. Do the things that worship him. Do the things that please him. You know how we bless him? We say we love the Lord. And you know what Jesus says? He says, but if you love me, you'll keep my sayings. If you love me, you will be obedient to me. You will worship me in spirit and in truth. That's the word. Glory to God. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. All that's within me, bless his holy name. Don't you forget all the benefits. It goes on further and tells us. It tells us about how he renews our strength. He renews our strength. He satisfies our mouth with good things. Oh, my God. I have to cut off. I can't read anymore, but yet and still, God is good. Just remember, bless the Lord, all your soul, all that is within you. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you tonight, God, because your word is quick, is powerful. We heard your word tonight. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for your word. It's a lamp unto our feet, and then it's a light to our pathway. It shows us which way to go. It orders our steps. Order our steps in your word tonight, God. God, we just praise you, Lord. I praise you even tonight for all those that have called in on this Dream Team prayer line, every single one of them, God. You know their heart. You know each individual. You know each situation. You know their prayer request tonight. God, you know them. You know us, God, even better than we know ourselves. God, help us to give you the praise, the glory, the honor that belongs to you. Help us to bless you with all that we have and to glorify you, God, and Lord, that we'll be able to please you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, even for those on the line, God, that sickness is still in their body, Lord, we pray that your word will illuminate them, that would lift them up, lift their spirit, God, that you will strengthen and heal the deliver, heal the pain, God. There's some that are still yet to go into the hospital. Father, you know all about us. You made us. You made this body. God, you made it. God, you know how to fix it. You know how to repair it, God. Give us the patience that we need to wait on you. And but God, help us, Lord, God, through the Holy Spirit, to understand and see that, knowing that all things will work together for the good of those who love you and who are the called according to your purpose, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, there's some on this line that need encouragement. They need encouragement, God. Let them know, God, and you never forsake them, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, oh, my God, open doors that have been shut in their faces, God. Oh, Father God, you can open a door that no man can shut. And then you know how to close a door that no man can open. Father, help us to just rely all on your Spirit and your Word, God. We stand on your Word. Give us strength to stand and look and receive what you have already promised. Help us, Lord. We thank you for the promises that you have given us. So therefore, God, we are standing by faith on your promises, because we know that you are faithful who have promised. You are faithful concerning your promises. You're not slack. Hallelujah. We can depend on you. Glory to God. We can depend on your promises. We can depend on your faithfulness. For great is your faithfulness. Every day, God, you are faithful to us. And we praise you, Lord. Magnify your name. Oh, God, we will bless you at all times, and it is your praise that shall continually be in our mouth. God, we bless you, Lord. But we ask, God, that you continue to bless every household that's represented here tonight. And bless, God, the children. God, bless their homes, God. Bless, God, even what they set their hands to do. God, bless us to give you praise, God. Bless us to put you first, God. You must be first. You don't take second place. But God, help us to have that kind of insight. Holy Ghost, give revelation, God, that you are first. Hallelujah. My God, that we'll do the things that are pleasing in your sight. We thank you, Father. We thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for this opportunity, God, that we can petition you. We can come to you boldly. God, I praise you, God, and I thank you, God, for all of your goodness and your tender mercies. Hallelujah, God, how you keep watch over us, hallelujah, and you keep us in the midst of a dark world, Father. Let our light continue to shine, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you bless Petersville Baptist Church, bless every member, not only Petersville Baptist Church, every church, God, that sold out to you, every pastor, every minister, every leader, God, stir them up, stir us up, God, that we may stand and preach the word of God. Father God, because we know, God, that time is winding up. We can see that we're living in the end times, God. God, help us, Lord, to take that stand for you, God, and understand, Lord God, that we come to worship you. Hallelujah. We come to lift your name. We come to God to give your name the praise tonight. We receive our praise, God, hallelujah. Receive our worship, huh? Receive the trueness of our heart tonight. God, if there's anyone this line that don't know you, God, I'm asking that you would just save them and deliver them and set them free, God. Help them to begin this walk with you, God. God, you're able to keep all that we commit into your hands against that day. So, God, we praise you. We bless you, God, because we know all our needs are met according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And for God, we give your name praise. We glorify you, and we worship in you, God, in spirit and in truth. And we thank you, Lord, because you have given us true help. You've given us people that love one another. Help us, Lord, increase that love. Increase that. Help us, Lord, to be kind one to another, as you have already ordered in your word, hallelujah, that we will treat each other with kindness, that we will treat one another like we want to be treated, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, help each one of us to promote the kindness that we need. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name, we bless you, God. Yes, we will bless you at all times, and your praise shall continually to be in our mouth. And God, all these blessings, hallelujah, we're asking in the mighty name of Jesus and honor. And let everybody say amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. I've already unmuted this line. So go ahead and give God the praise. Yes, yes, give God praises. Healing belongs to you. Victory is already yours. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Glory to God. Amen, amen. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We will bless you. We will give you the sacrifice of praise tonight. Glory to God. We say yes to your will, yes to your word. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We bless you with all that we have tonight. We bless you. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we praise you. Have your way tonight. Have your way. Glory to God. Amen. Amen and amen. Oh, my God. I tell you what. I know our time is gone, but we thank God. I've been blessed tonight. I believe you've been blessed as well. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you, but right where I am, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. And I know you feel it right there. Hallelujah. We bless him at all times. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. So I want to praise God for every single one of you. Thank you for dialing into the Dream Team Prayer Line. Pray for us. Pray for me. Pray for Pastor. We need your prayers. We need each other's prayers. Hallelujah. We can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength, but we also need prayer. Glory to God. With the prayers of the righteous, it avails much. So that, I'm going to say good night to you all. Pastor, I know, loves you all. I love you. Jesus loves you. Be encouraged. Know that you can make it. Hallelujah. Yes, he will give you the strength to do all that you need to do. Be encouraged and be blessed. Be kind to someone. Encourage somebody. And let someone know that they can make it. God bless you. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. With that, I will say good night.
Thank you,
Lord.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Yes, Lord.